tomorrow, Mr. Bundy.
And Mr. Davidson and Dean and George here, and let's see which one wants to get on. What do you... Go ahead.
We have no serious difference in tactics. If the tactics we work on tomorrow don't lead us somewhere, we might have a divergence of view, but we don't get to that point now. Our view is clear that we should try to...
Wait a minute, I keep...
Start over, Mac.
All right. We have talked over the situation arising from our separate conversations, and we have battened down the hatches so that everyone understands that the matter is open for further discussion in the morning, and there is no immediate problem. The proposal which Tom makes that I talk to G, I'm sorry to say I don't think will work. I have been trying very hard to sell G the notion of his having conversations with the other side, and the position which he takes, which is complicated in technical terms, in Dominican terms, is that he is not now authorized to speak except to the U.S. government and to those who are people he has relations of confidence, that he could not undertake a negotiation to those who are declared in such clear terms as hostile from the point of view of the position from which he starts. I don't know whether he will maintain that position hard if we urge him extensively, but I think so.
What do you...
We can certainly try it.
What would you expect to gain from a conversation between G and I?
I personally don't think we would gain much.
I think you'd get in trouble.
You might marginally get an impression on I that G is not quite the slave of B that he says he is. Because the truth is that if you talk hard with G, you get the impression that you are dealing with a man who is his own man. Whether that would go across to I don't know. I don't recommend this conversation, but my understanding has been that this was something which was more or less agreed back and forth.
No. I don't think so. I don't think it. I think it's just what they suggested, and we have some doubts about it here.
What I think we ought to do myself, and I'm only speaking for myself, and I would much prefer to argue it out a little more carefully with Cy and Tom and others, because although we do start with many different primary concerns, we have worked, I think, very hard together. And if we have an argument, it's always over what we do next, not over what we have done, and never over a specific decision. I would think we ought to sit down and haggle with each other about how we produce a situation in which the common interest is served. My own view would be that it is dead right in the current uncertain situation, which I don't even know exactly how the difficult call on I went. It is dead right not to crank any public wheels whatever tomorrow. And that is agreed, as I understand it, by I and by G. And I have taken that position in Washington.
We didn't, we're not sure what I agreed. They were indefinite. They didn't know.
No, did he agree not to have a conference? They think so, but he was vague.
Well, now, you see, that could be very damaging to us. Our information now, it's tentative, but our information here is that Mr. B would not go along with J.B. himself.
Will not?
Would not, but would go have a friend go in, and he, Mr. B., would be agreeable to the plan.
Is that Godoy?
That's Mr. B. from New York.
No.
Mr. Davidson, do you know which friend?
Oh, no, he didn't specify.
I see. Well, that's what we predicted. None of us thought that Mr. B. would go in with J.B.
Right. That's right.
Or even that he should.
That's right.
Because he's the reserve card in
right.
this whole shaky game.
That's right.
So that part is on schedule.
Yeah, very good, I think. Mac,
let me say in addition that this evening I had the most confidential private talk I have had with G on the issue of what must be no.
Yes?
And he was extremely good.
Well, that's fine.
The reason I had a better talk than usual was because Tom provided me with the agenda. And it was a good one, and he agreed with every bit of it. In terms of the kinds of things that must not be allowed to happen and the kinds of things that must be watched. That is not to say that the performance will be up to his word, because that's quite another question.
Well, now,
as to his personal understanding of this thing, we know more than we have known before.
Let Bob tell you now what he thinks the advantages are of our trying to be out in front on this thing.
Right.
Bob. Well, Mac, my understanding of where we stand may be imperfect, but it rests on the assumption that the old chiefs agreed to the new chiefs.
Well, agreed is too strong. They said they would accept it if Cy would take the responsibility for the decision. They personally would accept it. Then they went over and worked themselves into a fine state under the hand of a man who is certainly, in personal moral terms, the strongest individual, just the best fighting human being that any of us has talked to this week. This is my image of what happened. I don't know whether it's precise. So they will sit down to this personally because they're honorable men, I think. Especially if Cy has another go at them tomorrow. He's nodding his head as I say this. And I think that means, and we're here guessing, that the chance of any major engagement with the Loyalist forces is low. And that's Cy's judgment. And I think it's General Palmer's judgment. He's nodding his head.
It was my feeling that we do have a strong position with our own public and with the Latin American public when you go through the elements of this deal, and that we should be certain to get our position forward first before anyone else makes a public statement opposing it.
Well, let me say that my own feeling is that a blast-off by one individual of this kind ought not to determine our timing. I think this is a point on which I fully agree with Tom. Because I don't believe that blast-off, even if it were more violent than it now shows any sign of being, is going to control. We are going to get, when we go, our own view, the view of JB, the view of the other B, the view of the OAS, and the view of the new people, let alone the 150 press, whose principal complaint will be that we should have done this in the first place, which is a point on which we've got to make a very strong argument, because we should not have done it in the first place. We have very powerful ammunition. But pulling it all in a row and firing it all at the right time with a bunch of people who have very queer and complex constitutional processes on which they insist with all the innocence of a virgin who isn't, is going to be tough.
Well, it'll require a special form of statement.
It requires a formalization, and it means that the people have to be called, Abe.
Yeah, but I say...
There has to be a recording of a speech by the patron saint of the Constitution.
I know. Let me make my point. My point is merely that I think with respect to what you've just said, judgment would have to be made on the basis of a specific draft and see whether these difficulties could be avoided. Of a statement to be made here.
I thought we could send you that tonight. In the light of the unknowns, I don't think we can, but are you talking about a standby statement or something?
No.
Half a press conference?
No, something that could be, in effect, a status report, so that we could start building a reception for the deal. And the question is, could a status, which I think, I'm not asking you to answer this, but the pointed issue would be whether a status report could be drafted that would not cause negotiating difficulty.
Very considerable difficulty.
I beg your pardon?
I think it would cause very considerable difficulty.
Well, I suppose that would depend on what's in it. but the one that would avoid negotiating difficulties and that at the same time would start building public background for acceptance of this, anticipating the possibility of Mr. I's blast at some time.
I, you know, it's awfully hard to give a blanket negative when you haven't put your mind hard to what the specific language could be.
Yep.
But as I think of the number of people who are able to misunderstand any given sentence right down here, I would be against it.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, what chance is there of splitting off I from the other three?
Well, he's the stronger human being, as I understand it. I think this is not a question on which I'm the expert. It's low zero, say the two people who see most of him, the ambassador and Tom. I think there's a sense in which they don't all fly as hard in the same direction. Asai would say, for example, that he can't split them off in the sense of they're saying that I is wrong, but that he can certainly much lower the danger of their doing anything that's as distinct from what they say. I think that's a fair statement.
Are all your people there of the same opinion now as they were when I personally interrogated them earlier in the evening?
Not quite, Mr. President, no.
Who have we lost?
Well, I don't think that's quite a right, in a sense that isn't fair to them. When they were talking to you, when we talked to you around this room earlier this evening, we didn't know how tough it was with I. We didn't know until halfway through that conversation that one of the pieces of cement in the deal, namely a naval officer of the Loyal Forces, was unwilling to serve in the new party. We don't know whether he could be swung around. I mentioned that problem to G, and he said that we should persist in an openness to any officer and that this was the kind of thing he could and would intervene in. The difficulty which he has in dealing with these people before he is named is very different from his willingness to deal with them after he's named. I would say, Mr. President, that we are all determined to try and find the best way. Tom has a feeling that we ought to make a try to see if these forces can be somehow hammered together. I have to tell you that I just think they're opposite ends of a magnet, that it won't operate. But there isn't any reason that we can't feel it out. And there are other things we can feel out which are definitely worth doing, which is the reestablishment of certain civil relations between us as human beings and as responsible servants of our government. Some of the people who've had a highly emotional evening, especially the ones that Sy has dealt with. There is also every reason for us to do a thing that we have not pinned down as sharply as we should have, namely the readiness not only of G, which is clear, but a readiness asserted ahead of time by the people who are going to be winners with him, that there will be not only no acts of personal vengeance, which is a good policy that won't altogether happen, but a commitment on the part of the government to be opposed to anything of this kind. We can spend a day preaching magnanimity to both sides, not only with no loss, but with some gain. I do not think that anything anyone may say in an angry press conference in the morning outweighs that advantage. I have been prepared, in spite of the difficulties we encountered in the meeting, to push right through tonight. But in the situation in which we now find ourselves, in this city, nobody is going to be able to communicate with anybody until it's light. In order to get from here around three blocks, you have to take a company of Marines. Not because you're in any danger from snipers, but because the Marines...